Black History Month you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on, tell me.
I'm Jewish.
Okay, which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
You want one?
No.
I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism until...
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
I Got Issues podcast is sponsored by Trevor Maynard of Investors Group. Find out how you can get your taxes done for free this tax year. You can contact him at his office at 416-491-7400 or via email at trevor.maynard@investorsgroup.com.
Hello? Yo.
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Leonard and
James Wright.
There we go. It's official. The podcast is official.
Find out there again.
Black History Month, bitches.
What up?
February. February. We got a guest.
The shortest month of the year.
Oh, don't even say that, buddy. I don't even want to hear about that. We have a guest today. Her name is...
Maria.
Welcome to the show, Maria.
Thank you.
I hear you have some issues.
I have a lot of issues.
But we're going to get to your issues right after I tackle this Black History issue, which is ridiculous.
Now, everybody, it is ridiculous.
If you listen to the intro of the podcast today, you heard Morgan Freeman talking about how he doesn't want a Black History because it's ridiculous.
It is.
What do you think, James?
Ridiculous.
What do you think, Maria?
Ridiculous.
100%. That's it. It's over. Let's get rid of Black History Month. That simple.
That's it. That's the thing.
I heard some people that I was watching on Twitter or Facebook the other day, and there's these guys, this is bullshit. Black History Month. We get the shortest month of the whole year, blah. Who even gives a shit? You know, like, it doesn't even, we shouldn't even have a Black History Month. It's part of American history. Who cares?
Yeah, and even Canadian history too. You know what I realized is that when I was in high school, like, you learn about like the Underground Railroad, and then the Underground Railroad led to Canada, but then it sort of stops there. You never hear anything else about what happened to all the black people in Canada.
What happened?
Yeah. They like Africville, you know? Like
whatever happened. They lived in Nova Scotia, then they all took a train over to Toronto and set up shop. Now we live in all the hoods and that's it.
But you know what I mean? Like, you don't learn that. I think that's what we have to be taught in schools.
I didn't learn anything.
We don't have to learn anything. Do you think people even care? Did you even pay attention to history in the first place? Any of the history?
It wasn't about me.
Black people are the weirdest people of them all.
You think?
I think so.
How? Well, tell me.
Because, listen, a lot of shit happened back in the day. And I'm going to go out on a limb and I'll stand out on this island by myself.
Uh-oh. Here we go. But
shit happened back in the day, and it just seems like everybody's angry and never willing to let anything go. It's like, oh, we always get the short end of the stick. No, we don't.
Not Sorry, always, James. But I mean,
stop fucking complaining about everything. Make sure
I'm not
happen.
Complaining. Come on.
Anyway, you want them to teach black history? Black people want to have all black schools and stuff. This is ridiculous.
Well, there's all Catholic schools, right?
So?
Wait,
so?
What? Only Catholic schools?
Yeah, there's Catholic schools. They only teach Catholic religion.
Yeah, but there's no all-white school.
No.
No.
You don't hear people saying, hey, I want an all-white school. Why do we want to be segregated outside of white people when we fought to be able to go to school with them?
Oh, yeah. I don't care about that. But I'm just talking about that it happens, man. People have like their separate education systems, right?
You want to go to all-black school?
No, I don't care. I'm past that.
They already have an Afrocentric school in Toronto.
Yeah.
And did really well, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if they're going to keep on opening up more of these black schools, we're going to go back to the days where we got separate water fountains.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
It's ridiculous.
My whole thing is to integrate more education on, like, different cultures in what we have now. For instance, like I was saying,
okay,
like the Underground Railroad, it stops in Canada. But what happens afterwards? What happened to all these black
slaves?
We're
living it.
Well, what happened,
though?
This is what happens. No, but you don't learn about it, though. That's
the
thing,
right? Look what happens. Two brothers get on a microphone talking to the internet. Well, that's what happens.
No, come on. There's more to it than that, though. You know there's more to it than that.
I don't know. Well, everybody
knows. You don't know because they don't teach
you. I know. Listen, you talk to my grandpa, they'll tell you what happened.
That's what I mean. But we need to know. I think other people need to know.
You should have him here.
I'm not having him on.
An hour of all the history.
Yeah, there you go.
No way.
Bring some sense into this nonsense.
All right, fine. You want to know what? I'll call him up.
All right.
And I'll see if he'll come on and tell me about the things that happened when he came. Or, well, he's not that old, but he told me a lot of stuff when he was a kid about having to leave his farm and coming to Toronto and how racism was still kicking.
Yeah.
So if you people want to hear the story, I'll get the old man on.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm not shy to ask him or scared.
Let's do it.
There you go.
What if he's funnier than me?
He probably is.
I doubt it. Anyways, Black History Month is it's ridiculous. A lot of people take great pride in it, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's stupid to me.
No, I agree.
It really is stupid.
No, I agree.
Because people don't even, they don't care about Black History. All the people who are going to sit up and be like, oh, we need to be teach Black History, they probably don't even know Black History.
Because they weren't taught it in school. That's right.
I don't know Mexican history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever think about that? I don't know Jewish history. I don't know Iranian history.
Exactly.
So who cares? Let's make our own history.
No, I get
Come
that.
On, man. But this is Canada. Let's have a Canadian story.
But they do teach Jewish history.
Where? Not at my school.
Well, it's part of like the Nazis and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
That's like a big segment, and they teach about it. But
the
I'm saying
Holocaust.
Like, yeah.
Come on, guys. That was like seven pages, chapter 3. I read it.
But what about the Black History? Back to Black History.
Black History was 14 pages.
No,
chapter
it wasn't.
7.
Come on.
Go check out your history book.
Anyways,
listen, I'm not down on it. I just think that it's ridiculous. It's the same people who will sit up there and complain are the same people that talk about this movie, Red Tails. Maria, did you see Red Tails?
Nope.
I missed it.
You didn't see it either?
No.
Listen, it's a big deal because Steven Spielberg or Lucas, one of these guys,
yeah,
they made
Lucas
a movie
films,
with
yeah.
an all-black cast. Yeah. It's supposed to be like, this is unheard of. It's a big budget movie, all black cast.
What are you talking about? They have lots of big black casts. Oh, I guess it's the big budget you
This
mean.
Is a big budget movie with an all black cast. Pay attention, okay? Everybody's like, oh yeah, this is great because it's not just another Tyler Perry, Madea goes to fucking
Yeah, that's
Egypt,
what I'm saying.
Madea
yeah.
goes to wherever.
Yeah.
This is like a big budget film.
Yeah.
Everybody's like all excited about it. Oh my God, they made a black movie, blah, blah.
Is that what people are saying?
Listen, I was at work. I work with like 10 black dudes. I'm like, they're all like, yeah, man, we're going to go see Red Tails. Yeah, we got to support. I asked them on Monday, yo, you guys go see Red Tails? No, man. I'm just going to catch that on DVD. Like, you know, it's the same people that will talk about it, but they don't, still don't go out and support it. Like, it's supposed to be a big deal, but it's clearly not that big of a deal to them because they didn't go out and do and go help out the movie.
Yeah.
The movie was number 2 behind some other ridiculous movie.
Yeah.
They could have bumped, a couple of black people could have bumped that up to number 1.
Did you see it?
Of course not. I said I wasn't going to go watch it. I don't watch airplane movies unless they got Tom Cruise in it.
Oh,
that's
God.
It. Top Gun.
The Last Samurai.
That's a movie.
It's a whole other story.
I would watch it, but I just don't watch movies. It's not my thing to do.
I'm going to see it still.
Yeah, sure you will.
No, I will.
You'll probably catch a bootleg.
No.
None of these brothers are going to get paid.
No.
Out on the streets.
They already got paid, man. The movie's out. They got paid.
Yeah, but they got paid the brother's wage. And they didn't get paid Tom Cruise money.
Were they famous people?
I never heard of these guys.
You never heard of Terrence Howard?
Nobody's heard of Terrence Howard. Maria, do you know who Terrence Howard is?
I actually do.
Okay, do you know who Cuba Gooding Jr. is?
I love him.
He's in the movie too.
Radio? You want me to watch Radio in a movie?
What?
Yeah, see, you don't even know the movies Cuba Gooding Jr.'s been in.
Oh, okay. Right.
He played the retarded guy in Radio.
All right.
Oh, my God. You're not down with the black movies.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Anyways.
You haven't even seen it, so you fall into that group.
What? Red Tails?
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it, though.
You're not going to go see it.
I guarantee you.
I guarantee
now that I'm put to the challenge, I'm going to go see it.
When are you going
to
go watch this?
Man, whenever I have free time.
Yep.
Probably never, tomorrow.
Never.
Probably tomorrow.
Maria, will you go see Red Tails with the all black cast?
I don't watch movies.
Good. You're smart.
I hate them.
You hate movies?
Yes. I hate blockbuster movies.
Yeah.
I hate sitting there for 3 hours. Ugh, I just hate it.
Oh, 3 hour movies are the worst.
I hate it. And then I hate the Oscars. Can they give it to the worst movies? Oh. And I refuse to go watch movies.
What about the Oscars that you don't like? What is it?
It's all about popularity.
Yeah.
What they're wearing.
Yeah.
And if it's like an old person that's going to die, then they finally give it to them. True. I just hate them. It's, they're
stupid.
Have
you been talking to Jay about this?
No, this is why I had her run. She's a genius. We haven't think alike.
We actually haven't talked about that, but I hate them. I refuse to watch them, and I hate movies. I only like funny movies.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber, did you see that?
No.
Oh, that's pretty funny. You should watch it.
And I like animated movies because they're short.
Documentaries?
I love documentaries.
There you go.
I don't do any. I looked at the lineup for the Oscars this year. Do you know what movies are nominated for Best Picture?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Do you know?
No.
Me neither. Do you don't think that's a problem?
No.
How are these winning Best Picture? No one watched
it. It is a popularity contest, though.
But it's not. These movies are all art movies, and they're all retarded. I'll tell you which movies were up for Best Picture. All
right.
I don't have the list in front of me, but I think it's The Artist.
Yeah.
The Help.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know. Why don't you Google this? You got a Google machine right in front of you.
Yeah, The Help is. Yeah, I heard about that one.
The Moneyball.
Really?
That's
interesting.
What else could it be? More importantly, this is the whole thing. The movie The Artist. Have you seen that, James?
No, I haven't.
The movie is a black and white silent movie.
Yeah, it's.
Are you kidding me?
But that's why they're nominating, because it's different. It's
artistic, yeah.
That's retarded.
It's not because it's good.
In a day where we got 3D, you want to put something in black and white and no talking? Unless it's got Charlie Chaplin or the Three Stooges, I ain't watching it. I refuse. It's insulting to me. You're gonna make me sit in a movie theater and watch this guy dance around? It's ridiculous. I'm not going to watch it. Best Picture, The Artist, The Descendants. Well,
you're not going to watch it because it's silent?
That's exactly why I'm going
to watch it. But it's a throwback, though, to, like, you know, past movies.
I'm not into throwback. I don't want to be thrown back into the 20s. You know what happened to guys like me in the 20s? I couldn't go to eat at a restaurant. I don't like that period of time. Fuck it. The Help, extremely loud and incredibly close. Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, War Horse. Never saw a single one of these movies. Yeah. I'm sure they're all amazing to you, but I'll never watch them. You got to put Will Smith in a movie. You got to put Will Ferrell in a movie, Jim Carrey, and then I'm in. That's it. Or Spider-Man. You throw Spider-Man in any one of these movies, and I might watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. For Best Picture.
Why not?
All right.
Not Spider-Man.
What,
come on.
Batman?
No comics.
Superman?
No.
Who would win in a fight? Batman or Superman?
Definitely Batman.
James? Batman or Superman? Who would win?
Batman or Superman or Spider-Man?
No, Batman or Superman. Or Spider-Man.
Oh, if it's Batman, Superman, or Spider-Man, I'd have to say Superman.
The correct answer is Superman.
Yes.
Superman has actual superpowers.
Yeah.
Batman has no superpowers.
Well,
he's a mere mortal.
So does Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's got a web. Superman can fly. He's got super strength.
Yeah, but he's lame.
Well, you call him lame, but Superman is the legitimate
man
superhero. I'm not even into superheroes. I just like that topic.
Oh my god,
I fell asleep during The Dark Knight. So
no, see, that was a good movie.
I
don't even like movies.
I couldn't make
it
through 45 minutes. I was out cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because here's the thing, ever since they started making these movies 3 hours long,
yeah,
I've given up.
What happens if?
I went to go see The Lord of the Rings a long time ago, the first one. My buddy's like, dude, we got to go see Lord of the Rings. It's fucking amazing. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, let's go check this shit out. I never even heard of Lord of the Rings. Mm. Apparently it's a book or something like that. I never read books in those days.
Or still.
No, I read books now, but I didn't start reading until I was like 20 something.
That's why you missed out on Black History Month.
Anyhow.
Just saying.
So we go to this movie theater. We're sitting down. You know, you're watching this little dwarf there run around trying to get this ring into some fire thing. And I'm looking at my watch, like 2 hours and 45 minutes. And I'm like, shit, this dude's pretty far away to drop this ring into to destroy this ring.
Yeah.
And it's already been 2 hours and 45 minutes. I'm like, this guy's got a lot of trekking to do in like 15 minutes. Then he climbs to the top of the hill and he's like, I'm so glad you're here with me, Frodo. And then the credits roll. I'm like, what the hell is this? He's like, dude, there's two more parts. And I've never seen any movie after that. That's it. I've given up.
Man.
Why wouldn't you tell me that there's three parts?
Well, you should know that. How am I supposed to know? First of all.
It's called Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. Rings. Not one ring.
But they didn't say part one. It's a trilogy. Anyways, I'm not down with movies. I don't even watch them. I hate them.
Do you know that Red Tails is only 2 hours long?
I'm still not going to watch it.
All right, I'm just saying it's not 3 hours.
I haven't gone to see a movie probably since 300.
Really?
I don't know. I don't even know if I saw that at theaters. I really don't watch
movies. Do you even know what you're talking about
now? Who has time to go to the theater? Come on.
I don't even know, man.
What was the last movie you saw? Man. Non-pornographic.
Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible, the theater.
Maria, what was
not
the
on computer.
In the theater.
In I'm the theater. About Tom
paid,
Cruise.
You paid a ticket.
I paid. Tom cool. Cruise.
Mission what was Impossible. The last movie you saw, Maria?
I think it was Toy Story.
Toy Story
3.
One?
Three. In three? The theater.
Then aren't they on like Toy Story 4 or something now?
No. That's Shrek 4. Okay. I saw that too.
Yeah. Was it good?
I liked it.
There's nothing wrong with the animated movies.
I think they're cute. They're funny and they're short. That's the thing. They're only like an hour and a half.
I haven't seen an animated movie since Lion King.
That was a long time ago.
This is probably all of it's a really long time ago.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Here we go.
No, I can't answer. That's my dad.
Oh, that's perfect.
My dad, I already told you over
Christmas
holiday.
Talk about Black History.
My dad doesn't want to talk about Black History.
What?
He never talked to me about Black History.
Yeah, I guess.
Your dad talk to you about Black History?
No, Jamaican history.
Your dad even talk to you?
Of course he does.
Oh, I just check it. I don't know.
Talk about Jamaican history.
You're black. I don't know. Shit.
Yeah. So yeah, Oscars, Black History Month.
Did we cover Black History thoroughly?
Like, I don't know, man. I sort of feel like there wasn't like a...
What do you want to talk about, like about Black History Month? It's for 1 month. We already killed 4 days of Black History Month.
Yeah,
what'd you do to celebrate Black History Month for the first 4 days? You probably didn't even get any jerk chicken or nothing. You go eat out in an Ethiopian restaurant or something?
Not yet.
No? What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for Sunday, tomorrow.
Why? What's going on tomorrow?
Sunday's the official Black Sunday. For the month. It's the first Black Sunday of the month.
This is ridiculous.
What are you supposed to do? How do you celebrate?
I have no idea.
No, you know what it is? It's not really like, I don't think it's like a celebration. It's more like just going to support Black artistic
events. Why don't you go watch the Black movie?
I am and I will.
There's a lot of things going all around the city, clearly.
Yeah. But I think the whole point is that Black, it shouldn't be just, you know, regulated to like a month. That should be incorporated throughout the entire year.
So why don't people just do that and be like, you know what, I'm sick of
that's the thing,
Black History Month. I want to talk about Black History all day, every day.
Exactly.
Well, you should start that.
I'm not starting it. I'm not into it. I'm not against it. I just, if you're going to teach Black History, then teach it. Don't say this is the 1 month to learn Black History and that's it.
Exactly.
If you're going to do it, then do it right.
Come on. No, it's true. And another thing, I'm trying to bring some facts into this. Okay, bring, so it's not just feelings.
Bring some facts.
But like one of like the big things is that when people hear about Black History and they like it's just like for like 1 month, it's because when you put it to the 1 month, you have it's like almost like the rest of the months you don't have to care about Black History. So then that it starts to
is this
boil
a fact
up some
or is this your
oh
opinion?
this is a fact. I read this. This is like one of the arguments on reason why we shouldn't have Black History for 1 month because for all the other months just, like Black History is ignored.
Why don't they just throw Black History in one of these textbooks and call it a day? And then they could be like, listen, it's in the textbook with the rest of the history. Why does someone just do that?
I guess so. James? But I think Canadian Black History should be something incorporated.
Whatever.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm clearly the dumbest guy in the room, so I don't know anything. You guys do whatever you want to do. I will. I'm gonna go to Jamaica to find out about my own history.
All right. Okay.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to Jamaica and lie on the beach and think about my Black history. There we are.
Is your family from Jamaica? Do you know?
My dad's family. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. That's good.
Is your family from Jamaica?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's up to you. It doesn't matter to me. We're already halfway into it.
So at the end of, for anyone who's listening, at the end of this month, going to Jamaica, I talked to some people at U of T in the Caribbean Studies department. Because supposedly, like what I've heard from like my sister and my mom is that we have some sort of lineage to this guy, Samuel Sharp, who's on like the $50 Jamaican bill. And I don't know, I contacted some people at U of T, some professors, and they put me in contact with this guy who wrote a book about Samuel Sharp. So going to Jamaica to see how closely related I am to Samuel Sharp. Look him up online. Google it. Samuel Sharp.
No one's going
to Jamaica. No one's going to care.
No one gives a shit.
Who cares about Samuel Sharp? No, but his significance is that he freed a whole bunch of black slaves. So it'd be kind of cool to be...
Everybody, there's your history. Now you can feel good about yourself.
I'm royalty in some sort of way. No, I'm just joking. But no, it's just kind of cool like to go back and just check it out and see what's going down. Anyways, Maria.
Yes.
Mexico.
That's right.
Tell us about Mexico. Is there anything like that, like Black History Month or like Mexican, or like, you know, like liberation or independence or any sort of thing like that in Mexico?
Not that I know of. No. Well, no, like they teach us history the whole time about Mexican history.
Oh, see?
But that's because everyone's Mexican.
That's true.
So when I came here, I didn't know I was Mexican because everybody was Mexican. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know you were Mexican?
Well, I knew I was Mexican, but people would always ask me, where are you from? And I just thought it was so weird because I'm like, what do you mean? Where are you from? I don't know. I was young.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now Mexico is the place people are scared to go.
Yeah, listen, what do you think about all that? What do you think is going on?
I have issues with people asking me why Mexicans hate Canadians. We don't hate Canadians.
They just kill them.
Okay, this is my issue. Hotcakes. This is my issue, and a lot of people don't agree with me.
Yeah.
But these kids go to Mexico, get completely plastered.
Yep.
They act like morons.
Yep.
And then one thing happens to one. It's like, okay, if you're that...
They think they're running the place too.
Exactly. Like, you're going to a different country. Mm-hmm. Everything's run differently. You can't act like a moron.
Yeah.
And... things are going to happen. Like, I just think it's stupid.
Like, what do you think is happening, though? Like, why do you think, like, these people are, like, these people who are going to Mexico are getting beat up or whatever? Or because I know, like, some of them were just women, I think, or something. But, I mean, like, some of them are guys, too.
Yeah,
but, like,
recently.
Oh, there's tons of dudes.
Like, these.
Okay, don't say tons. Well, like, tons, once a year.
Tons, like, being over 20 people have died. Over 20 Canadians have died since 2006 in Mexico. I don't know.
Compared to how many Mexicans die, that's a pretty small
number.
We're
not talking about the whole Mexican genocide that's going on.
I know,
over
that's
there.
Bad. Let's not talk about that.
Killing each other and chopping their heads off and burning the bodies in the street.
You went there, didn't you?
I did.
Why? What's
the Mexican? There's Mexican drug war going on over in Mexico. So at all the border towns, it's fucking, it's a death sentence.
Okay. Is that where these Canadians are dying?
No. These Canadians are dying because they go to the resort. They get into fights with bouncers, with police. Yeah. They're plastered. Or they try to get robbed and they try to fight back. They're going to get killed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's an excuse, but they got to learn how to behave.
Yeah.
Or just not go to Mexico. Jamaica's right across the way.
No, but listen, you were talking about About the drug thing?
Yes.
My thing is, where's the demand of the drugs?
From the United States and Canada.
Exactly. So if you guys stopped...
Stop doing drugs?
Doing drugs, this wouldn't be happening.
We just had a kid on last week that loves drugs.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
Listen, people are going to do the drugs, but...
It's true. Here I am kicking some facts.
Oh, but there you go. Let's get all factual.
No, no, but if it wasn't for all this drug money, there wouldn't be much of an economy.
Exactly. Wait.
Exactly?
No, it's true. Like I've heard from one of my buddies, he works on Bay Street or whatever. And that's one of the big things. I mean, if you don't have all this illegal money circulating into the economy, it would things would be really bad.
Listen, we got one of the best
economies. I'm not saying that it's good, but I'm just saying.
It's maybe in the United States, but who cares about them? Our economy's sick. We're doing good over here in Canada.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Says who?
Says the rest of the world that's fucking falling apart. And we're stable.
I don't know about that.
What don't you know about it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Why don't you think we're stable?
I don't see it.
We have one of the best bank systems in the world.
Because it's not privatized. Which is good.
Yeah, but we're doing pretty sick. I'm telling you, Canada's legit. We're a good country. Mm. Not as good as Mexico, but
is that why you moved to Canada?
No, we moved. Well, no, we moved because my parents thought it would be better for the kids, but my dad didn't work here. My dad worked in Mexico.
Crazy. So why would they think it was better here? I always like to hear these stories of why people move to Canada.
Because they see it on, they're like, oh, we'll just move up to the igloos and kill moose every day.
Well, no, I think, no, actually the real story is my dad was offered to open a company here. Mm-hmm. And then, so we moved here and then it fell through. So we decided to, they decided to stay anyway.
Nice.
I think that's a real story.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds like a good story.
That's not as interesting as mafia or anything like that.
Oh. I'd like to say that. We had to run away. No one knows my real name.
Exactly.
Her real name's not Maria.
It's Sophia.
I like that name. But no, actually, that's not my real name.
Maria's not your real name? I do know your real name.
Nice. Let's not say it out loud.
Oh, man.
I don't know your real name. I'm only joking. But, you have an interesting story, Maria, but we don't have to get into it. But Mexico, coming to Canada, were you scared when you went to school? Like, did your English suck ass, or were you like...
No, it was all right. Well, I went to an English school in Mexico. It was like half English, half Spanish. So when I came here, I knew enough to get by.
Yeah,
you know, but I don't know. You ever talk to French people who... can speak English, but they can't speak English that well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Then it sounds weird. It's not like regular English. Proud, like your English is like perfect English, regular Canadian style English. When French people talk English, they can't do it for whatever reason.
No, it's because they're too proud. They don't want to get rid of their accent.
They sound like they sound like deaf people almost.
You think so? That's mean, man. That is so mean.
What's so mean about that?
Oh, man. Our downloads in the French part of the country is just going to go down.
They can't understand anyways. Who cares? Il ne peut pas comprendre. So who cares? French people don't listen anyways. I checked the whole thing. Just Ghana, Germany.
Yeah.
Australia. Germany? Wow.
Australia. I have some friends in Germany. Maybe they could be my friends. I don't know.
Australia, UK. Some people in France. But I think they're just my friends.
Huh.
And all over the United States. And I think that's it.
What about Mexico?
Mexicans hate this podcast.
I think they will.
Or they don't have an iPod to download it. I don't know.
You're hating it.
How many pesos it costs for an iPod? 10 million?
No, almost 3,000.
Did you have one when you were down there?
No.
Why not?
I have one here. What do you mean?
Like, what's it like living in Mexico City? That's the biggest city in the world.
That's my question.
You know what?
It's the biggest city in the world.
Security guards. Do you like, you know, like you have to roll around with security guards?
It's the biggest city in North America. I know that. It's got to be one of the biggest cities in the world.
No, it's huge. There's always someone next to you.
Wow.
But it's bad in the security part, but it's like when I went to school, in my school, I think the president's kids went to that school.
Oh, so you're safe.
Well, yeah, when you were outside the school, all the what are they called? Bodyguards and whatever, they were all outside. Like it was crazy.
Well, that's a sick school to pick.
Yeah.
Should have been best friends with the Mexican president's kid.
Older. But I mean, it's not that bad. A lot of people always hate on it. They're like, oh, I would never go there, blah, blah, blah. But it's not that bad.
There are a lot of dogs running around the streets.
Yeah, there's a lot of poverty, which is the saddest part.
How'd you cope with that?
Do we people smoke like marijuana or get MDMA? That's how people cope, James, remember?
No, it's true. You came in front
Did
on
you
that.
Did you have to hit the crack pipe to cope?
People do drugs nowadays to cope, I'm telling you. People get addicted to drugs
because they're idiots. I think we figured that out last week.
But yeah, how was people like give money or hand out money to like poor people like they do here?
Yeah. Well, if you see like a 3-year-old knocking on your window when you're driving,
you run. Kid probably has a gun.
Well, that too, but you kind of have to. But this is the weird part though. Like sometimes these kids are rented. So
what do you mean rented? People rent kids and walk around with them so that people feel bad for them.
If the parents have to go work and they have like a kid that needs to be taken care of, the lady, the neighbor will take care of her.
Yeah.
But she has to go get money. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's all, it's crazy. It's sad.
James, there's a letter on our Twitter from an escaped slave. Sorry to go back to Black History Month, but.
No, it's good.
There's a slave and he wrote his.
Whoa. What? There's a slave who wrote us a letter.
Not us a letter, you moron. Pay attention.
who wrote on the Twitter? What are you talking about?
There's a letter that's going around Twitter.
Oh, okay.
That was written by a former slave to his slave owner from 1865. It's a pretty cool letter. So if anybody wants to read it, you can go check out our Twitter. It's up there somewhere. Search through my tweets. It's a dope letter. I read it from start to finish.
You think it's real? Or do you think it's just one of those things where people just... They write a piece of work.
I think it's real.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's real.
Not that many slaves can write back in the day.
Yeah, he didn't write. His daughter wrote the letter for him.
Oh.
She could write. And it's a cool letter. He asked to go back.
What do you mean, go back?
Go back to his old slave master.
Why?
Even though he was free. He'd moved and he'd gone to a whole different city. Mm-hmm. And then he was writing his slave master and asking if he could come back. It's an interesting letter. You should read it.
Do you know anything more about it?
Yeah, and I read the whole thing. I don't want to tell more, but I don't want to tell people. This is called the cliffhanger, my friend.
No, but industry. Just like, what is it all about though? Like what? Give some more details of like, why would he want to go back? What was his reasoning? Give one reason. I'm sure there's more.
Essentially,
than one.
Like slavery was over.
Yeah.
And he'd been this guy's slave for 32 years.
Yeah.
And he was working at a hospital somewhere else, and he's like, I would like to go back to where he lived there for forever, basically. Yeah. So he's like, I'd like to go back there, but I want to make sure that you're going to treat me fairly and pay me. And
that's not going to happen.
It's a cool letter, so read it. Go check it out.
All right, I'll check it out. Check it out on I Got Issues Twitter, S's.
And if you want to talk, we got followers now. We got like 20 followers.
What? Seriously?
Yeah. I started tweeting because I...
Not like, after this show, we're not going to have 20 followers.
I just started tweeting. Like, I set up the Twitter, but I never tweeted anything. And then I was like, the other day, I was like, I should probably do something.
Stop being lazy.
Start tweeting and stuff. And then we got like 8 followers in one day.
What?
I don't even know where these people come from.
That's great. It's good that people are following. Happy that everyone's listening. Thank you. Leave comments, especially about this Black History topic. I think it's important. I think it's important.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do for this month?
What am I going to do? You already know what I'm going to do.
How are you going to participate in Black History Month this month? Come on, James. What are you going to do, son?
It's not going to be maybe just for the month, but it's going to be something I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Oh, shit. Dropping jewels on me.
Anyways, Jay already knows, and I already talked about this, but part of the whole Jamaican experience is to film the whole experience of... finding my lineage back to Samuel Sharpe. And even if I'm not
like closely related or whatever, I think just like the journey itself is going to be pretty cool. But just like Maria was saying, is like, you know, when people see you or whatever, they're like, hey, where are you from?
I tell them I'm from Canada, bitch.
And you're like, hey, I'm from Sudbury, Ontario. No, but where are you from? It's like, Canada? No, like, where are you really from? It's like, oh, I'm from, like, my parents are from Jamaica. So when I film all this, it's going to be sort of the answer to that, like, where are you from? And then what I'm going to do is after I film this little mini documentary about me finding my roots, I'm going to package it up and...
Listen, don't give it all away.
Don't give it away?
Don't give it all away.
Okay, I won't say it then. I won't say
Jeez.
It.
Jeez.
Well, I don't know.
People are going to start flooding their own countries and trying to make documentaries and shit. we can't give away all of our good All
right,
ideas.
I won't give the rest of the details away. But
Maria's already planning her trip to Mexico right now.
I was actually in my head.
But it's going to be a good adventure, a good trip. And when the video comes out, I'll post it on I Got Issues or wherever else I can post it and let you guys watch it just so you can see the journey.
Black history,
y'all.
So amazing.
I think everyone's history is important.
You know about white people history?
I know too much.
I feel like Morgan Freeman on this issue. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, though.
What are we talking about? Black history?
Really? What are we talking about?
Come on. I don't even know any history.
I'm going to stop calling you a black man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you stop racism,
right? I agree
with
that, yeah.
Yeah, you stop the dividing each other by their color.
Eventually, it's all just going to be one big mix and mashup of people anyways.
Yeah,
you have to learn so much history. You want to learn about your own history? Go learn about it. What do I care?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm doing.
There you go.
That's what I'm doing.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is what I'm telling people to do. You're Chinese. You want to learn about Chinese history? We're not going to give you a month, okay? There's not enough months for every culture. So you want to learn about Chinese history? Go over to China and work that shit out. You want to learn about Iranian history? Go over there and fucking hang out.
Yeah.
You want to learn about Mexican history? Go to school in Mexico. They teach it there.
Well, doesn't every country teach their own history?
See, that's... No, it's true. But see, that's the thing.
What a good question.
It's because Canada is so multicultural. I think that's why they should include each or as many...
How are you going to do this, James?
How am I going to do this? I don't know.
You know how many cultures are in here?
There's lots of cultures.
In this country?
There's lots of cultures, but you can group them all.
Listen,
it's not.
What is March going to be? Let's start giving out. This is what we'll do. We'll start giving out other races their own month. Okay,
you can't do that. Come on.
Who wants March? We'll have a vote on Twitter.
No, but see, like, technically, there's only 10 months in the school, right?
So who cares about
school? So, no, I'm saying you're going to teach it in school, right?
No. I just want to listen. If black people are going to get February, we're going to give March to. Who wants March?
I bet.
Sri Lankans? Sri Lankans want March? Who should we give March to? Come on, James. This is a brilliant idea.
No,
everybody gets their own month.
Why would everyone get a month? I'm saying like in the school system, like to teach it.
Forget teaching it. Don't teach any history.
Maria knows what I'm talking about.
I do. I get it.
Don't teach history. Make people go search out for their own history. That's it. Problem solved. You guys are shaking your heads.
No, I don't like what you're saying. There's no month.
Yeah, just no month. It's everyone's month.
Whatever. I thought we were going to give out months to everybody.
No.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
And having a month for black people is not stupid. Okay. Great. Thanks. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Goodbye.
No, it's true. The Black History Month, like having 1 month delegated to like one race is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I sound like a broken record here. We just got to teach it. Just
listen,
teach it.
Are you over
everyone's,
this?
Everyone's culture. We
you
just
know
have
how many
to learn
black
about
listeners
everyone's.
We got? None.
My family listens.
How do you
to
know?
How do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know how many black people are listening.
Oh man.
I wonder if white people find this interesting. We had a lot of white listeners. I don't know.
Yeah.
But see, you're being, you said you should stop. No, who was it that said you should stop calling people?
Morgan Freeman.
No, you said.
I said white people.
Oh.
I said.
Right. So then you want to know who's black and who's white. What does it matter?
Because it matters. I'm working a demographic here. This is business, honey. You don't know anything about the radio business. Because this is how I talk. This is the world that I live in.
But see? That's what we have to...
What are we trying to eliminate that?
Exactly. Ugh. We're all people.
It's going to take forever.
that's where we got to start with eliminating Black History Month, possibly, you know, like that could be a way to stop. And teaching everyone about other people's cultures.
Everybody's so different, though. Take how are you going to learn about every culture? It's too much.
Is it?
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. I don't really care about some of them.
Listen.
Just saying.
Yeah, you don't care?
No, I'm just saying, culture. I don't really care about every culture.
Yeah. But you're into your own culture. You're into those quesadillas and shit.
Yeah. That's not culture. Well, I guess it is.
You're into the Mexican culture. Mm-hmm. You're into that.
I have to be.
When you get married, do you think you're going to marry a Mexican?
Hell no.
Why not? What do you say, hell no? Hey, Mexicans. Like that?
Listen,
did they teach you that when you came across
Mexican
Canada?
Mexican men are the worst.
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah.
I love this. No, why? No. What's so bad about a Mexican man?
Because they think they have to control women.
Isn't your dad Mexican?
Yep.
And your brother's Mexican?
Yep. And that's why I don't want to marry a Mexican.
They control their women. Do they treat them like some of these other countries where
no.
they hate women?
Oh my God! Don't get me started with that. But no. It's just the culture. It's like you can't do anything if the man doesn't agree, kind of thing. You know, like the man is the man of the house, and that's it.
And women's like your
this is a beautiful
like, property.
Where do I go?
Shut up.
And, like, I guess women are seen as, like, property, right, to the man?
Yeah, not as severe in some countries, but pretty much, yeah. It's like, you're not allowed to go out. If you go out, it's like, does your husband know you're out? Like, why?
Yeah. Hmm.
Mexico. I got things together down there in Mexico.
It's an old way of thinking.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid.
Woman stays at home. Cleans the house, looks after the kids. Man goes out,
sounds so
does
great.
Whatever he wants to do.
Man, that sounds great.
And the house better be clean when he gets home.
Mm-hmm. Have my dinner's ready. Have my tacos ready. Or whatever they eat in Mexico, I don't know.
Yeah, we
burritos.
We don't eat burritos.
What is burritos? Where's that from? Is that
the
like
States, from Texas?
The States?
Yeah.
Texas.
Same with fajitas. We do not eat fajitas in Mexicans. Mexico.
You hear that, people? You
they
hear
got
that?
It at Taco Bell. I believe it.
Hate Taco
cheesy
Bell.
Fries. You guys eat that? Down there?
So fajitas and burritos are not Mexican.
Tex-Mex.
Yeah, it's Tex-Mex.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Same thing, though. They take a little bit of Mexican, a little bit of Texas, put it together. Pow. No, not the same.
You got a spicy burrito.
I love a burrito. I eat burritos all the time. It's one of my favorite Mexican foods.
Yeah, I'm just not going to answer to that.
Yeah.
It's not. So, like, going to Mexico for women is not the same as, like, going to Saudi Arabia where, like...
Okay, no, that's just...
A woman can't leave the country unless she's got permission from
a
man.
I read an article, in the Metro.
Oh, shit.
About a woman that got strangled to death by her husband because she gave birth to a girl.
Oh, I heard about that.
Mm-mm.
What the hell
is going on?
I was so angry. Still
how,
am.
How angry?
I was really angry, actually. Yeah. Didn't show it, but I was angry.
Yeah.
Because that's stupid. It's like what I was telling you.
I know. I know, but you can't just tell me. You have to tell
everybody.
Right.
Yeah, tell everyone. Yeah.
Because I was reading that in China, a lot of women find out the sex of their fetus or whatever. And if it's a female, they request an abortion, which means that, like, what was the ratio? Like 120, I forget. But the point is that a lot of men are not going to find a wife because there's so many men.
Too many cocks.
Not only that, if you know if it's a boy or a girl, you're killing a human right there. You understand what I mean? This is like a whole other topic, right? Because if you know the sex of the child, then you're actually killing a human. You're not killing...
It depends on what your view of abortion
that's
is.
That's what I'm saying. That's a whole other
I believe
other
in
issue.
Abortion up until 3.5 years old. Now... Unless until they can talk, I don't know. They just look like a tree to me. I'm only joking. Jesus, everybody, relax. James, take it easy.
I don't even know what to say. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
hilarious. Just, hilarious in a weird way.
Just sit there and laugh. Who cares? Right. Who cares about my view of abortion? But if they know the sex, you're trying to say that they know that. Now this is officially a human being. It's
exactly.
It's
yeah. But anyways, that's we'll talk about that some other time because that's just craziness.
I don't know how long into abortion.
Now, do you think like things like that with like the man beating up on his wife, do you think that happens everywhere? but they only report on it more so in these other countries because they want to make it big news?
It's a big thing in...
Jay, Maria?
It's a big thing in Canada. Domestic violence is huge.
But you know what I mean? Like, remember, geez, I'm trying to think of something. Like, I don't know, like, any sort of news topic, they always, like, dig it out. You know what I mean? They try to keep bringing it up. So you think this is one of those things where they just keep picking at it because it's the hot topic of discussion?
No. This is legitimate.
This is, like, I mean, you're, no.
It's James, you're an asshole for even thinking that. Jesus.
I'm telling you, the media is crooked. I'm telling you.
It is crooked. I agree with that, but I don't think that happens in Canada as often.
Okay.
I don't think, no, I hope not.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about anymore.
Well, I'm talking about the fact that they're talking about like these men who beat up on their wives, and it seems to be coming up more and more in the news. Do you think it's...
Are you talking about just beating up or killing?
Beating up, killing, anything.
Did you know there's something ridiculous it's the hot that topic? Like anytime a woman like disappears, like 90% of the time it's her husband that killed her.
Yeah.
This shit goes on everywhere.
That's true.
This is what happens when you get married.
Yeah.
You can't get out of your marriage, so you got to kill somebody to get out.
That's bad. Yeah.
But I think the reasons are different. Like a reason because she gave birth to a girl, that's not... Well, any reason is not a good reason, but I'm saying the reasons are completely different.
Well, in China, is that because they can only have one baby?
Yeah.
So if you're going to have the one, you got to make it a dude.
But you know what the thing is? They're blaming girls.
Yeah.
But a woman has no... Like, the sex is determined by the sperm. So why are you beating up your wife if it's you?
Yeah.
Did your mic just go off?
No, I just turned it down. Sorry. Oh.
So I think that's ridiculous.
Well, I guess these dudes got to get their sperm game together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Start shooting out males.
Yeah.
If that's what you really want. I don't even see why it really matters that much either. It's like, why don't you just...
Part of their culture.
Why can't a woman, she can work now.
They don't see it that way.
China's all fucked up anyways.
But you know what the thing with China is that the reason why they want boys is because they pass down any of their financial, any sort of like financial gains that they've made.
It stays in the man's side.
It has to stay with the man's side. They can't give it to women. Well, not that they can't, but the culture or like the custom
is
to give it to the man.
Do you understand what we're talking about? This is ridiculous. China is ridiculous. It's a backwards land. What are we going to do?
They're the next superpower.
Who cares? Until they come over here with tanks and guns and shit, not worried. Bring it on. I'll be... I got a place that I'm going.
To hide out?
I'm not telling anybody where I'm going.
Mexico.
No, I'm gonna fight. I got my combat boots dusted off. I already told you. I'm ready to go.
All right. You're willing to go to war?
Are you out of your mind? I'm not going to war. I'm killing nobody. Viet Cong ever did anything to me?
Wow.
It's a quote from Muhammad Ali.
Huh.
Was that a movie?
Holy I'm kidding. Shit. Oh my God.
Oh man.
China's the same place where that baby was getting run over in the streets. And,
she's a girl.
And then nobody even blinked twice to go and save the thing. Cars are fucking running it over.
Unbelievable.
This is an alien land to me. What do you want?
That's crazy.
I don't even want to go over there. I'm scared to go to China.
Really? I'm going to go.
I work with a Chinese dude who told me, don't go to China.
Maybe
and I believe him.
Maybe you specifically. I can see you getting into trouble over there.
Nah, I can get into trouble anywhere I go, but he told me don't go to China because it's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I'll just give you a brief little story about what he told me.
All right.
And this was enough for me not to go. So he told me he believes in some whatever he believes in is not the thing to be believing in over there because they shit us
over there. Yeah.
He was part of I think it's called Falong something or other like that. And okay. So this dude believes in this and it's like anti-communism. Like they don't.
Oh yeah. That's not, very bad.
So
yeah.
Anyways, he was working in China as an engineer. And he was his boss let him come to Canada. He had to get, because you just can't get your passport there. You have to get your passport, but it has to be approved by your manager or whatever. So he went to his manager. His manager liked him because he liked him, even though he knows he's part of this, like his mother's part of this religion or whatever it is. And but his boss liked him and said, okay, you can go. So he left and he's never gone back. And now he can never go back. Now he lives in Canada. He has a wife and a kid, and he can never go see his mother or his father in China because his mother can never leave because she can never, she's part of this group.
She can't sponsor? He can't sponsor her to come over or?
No, she'll never get her passport
wow.
from China to ever. So he'll never see his mother again because he's scared to go back. If he goes back, he might not be able to leave again.
Wow.
Because he's not a Canadian citizen.
Yeah.
Anyways, he told me it's so crazy over there. Everything is corrupt, massive corruption. And he's like a guy like you, you're young, you look like you're healthy. If somebody sees you or whatever, he's like, the police will pick you up off the street and you might never be able, you may never be seen ever again.
Isn't that what happened to that guy, Canadian guy who's there Probably. Teaching English and he was lost for a couple days? Did they ever find him?
I don't know. But listen, he told me they will take you to jail and you'll go into jail. And he says that there's because people buy organs over there. If you want, like if somebody has a bunch of money and they need a new heart and you fucking are the match, they'll put your ass in jail. And they said they take dudes in jail all the time. They take them over to like a fucking, they take them into like a subway car and inside the subway car is like a hospital thing. And they'll go there and they'll extract the guy's heart. They'll kill a guy and throw his body in the trash.
No way.
This dude told me that, and I believe him because he's from there and he's fucking scared to go back. I believe that shit.
Seriously?
And I read articles about this stuff, about organs being harvested and taken out of people's bodies. So fuck that. I ain't even chancing it.
But you think it's only like one region where they do that? Do you think it's all over the country?
I don't know where to go in China. Listen, all I know about China is they got the Great Wall, and you can see that shit from the moon. I would rather go up to the moon and look at the Great Wall of China than to go to China, okay? And that's that.
All right.
There's my story. Don't. If you want to go. You're at your own risk.
I'm going to go one day.
I like my kidneys and I like my serotonin.
Is this China or Hong Kong?
This is China.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably different in Hong Kong because it's...
I don't know.
You think it's civilized? More civilized? Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not going. I'm too scared. There's only a few places I'm scared of. I'm scared of China and I'm scared of Russia. That's it. The rest of the world, I'm cool with.
Even Mexico?
I'll go to Mexico. I'm not scared of Mexicans. They're all little guys. They're like 4 foot tall. What are they going to do?
It's so true.
You walk around.
You can't be scared of Mexicans.
I might go over to Mexico and just start taking over shit. Just be like, get out of here, little drug lord.
Yeah.
But are you guys going to add anything to this or are you just going to let me go on a tear?
About China?
About anything.
I have nothing to say about China.
Neither do I.
Fuck China. Who cares?
What about Japan?
Oh, I love Japan. I can't wait to get there.
Yeah, I think that's another place I got to go visit.
They love black guys in Japan.
Do they?
Yep.
Who told you this?
A black guy. And he's not even that cute. Way cuter than him.
Oh, boy.
You mean girls like black guys in Japan?
Yes. Konnichiwa.
Nice.
Nintendo. So the only Japanese words I know. We had Jordan on the podcast last week.
And thanks again, Jordan. That was really good.
He told this whole drug story. Did you know that there's a bad batch of MDMA going across Canada? And 8 people in Alberta have already died from bad ecstasy.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch more people. I think the total is up to 16 people. So Jordan got out of the MDMA ecstasy game right at the right time.
Right at the right time.
Because this shit will kill you.
Yeah, guaranteed.
It's on Twitter. You can read that shit. Why don't you follow us on Twitter? You don't even follow your own Twitter page. Jesus.
I don't have Twitter. Why would I?
Because I tweet some cool shit up there.
All right. Sign up for Twitter.
It's a lot of cool stuff I tweet.
I think I'd just rather hear it from you than look it up on a phone.
But why?
I'm old school, man.
I know. You're not old school. You have a BlackBerry.
I was forced to.
If you were old school, you'd have a Motorola Razr.
Well, I don't want to get radiation poisoning.
That's a sick phone.
No, she still rocks a Motorola Razr.
Oh, my goodness.
She's old school.
That's old school.
It's like going vintage.
Yeah, everything's going back to vintage.
Yeah.
Anyways, there is a couple more things before this podcast is going to end here. We're going a little bit longer, but I think it's okay. You hear about that dude that got shot at the barbershop?
Which one?
The black dude.
that was a joke.
I know it's a joke. Work with me here.
All right.
The guy got shot at the barbershop.
Yeah. Where is this?
Mary, did you hear this?
In Canada?
Scarborough.
Scarborough.
I did.
This just happened, what, 2 days ago? A day ago?
Last week.
Oh, all right.
Dude walks in the barbershop, pulls out a sawed-off shotgun out of a bag.
Yeah.
Shoots the dude. Shoots the barber.
Okay.
Now, this is going to be controversial. Some people won't like what I have to say, but why is it that whenever people get killed in the streets, the family always comes out, or the friends, oh my God, he's such a great guy. I don't know why anybody would want to do this. James, why does this happen?
Because they don't know the true story.
They certainly think that they know the true story.
But they don't.
Do you think that it's weird that like a dude will purposely take out a sawed-off shotgun out of his bag and go point blank and blow the guy's fucking head off?
No.
On by accident? This is not a mistaken identity. Somebody's clearly pissed at you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's probably some... whenever you hear stories like this, it's either some sort of money problem, no,
there's a whole backstory,
or drugs, or something was involved.
Once the story gets out, because I know,
very sad.
I got an inside scoop on actually the entire why shit actually went down, but I'm not saying anything. I don't know anything. I don't know anything that I'm talking about. I'm high right now. I'm fucked up. But it's a crazy story. And listen,
wow,
everybody who gets killed out on the streets, 99% of the time, they're not. It's never just a regular guy that just got off of the work at the TD Bank and is walking home and gets shot in the head.
Yeah, it's true.
That might happen occasionally. Normally when people are getting killed, it's because they're into some fucking shit.
Yeah.
You're into some shit and you know the consequences of the game that you play.
Yeah.
Do you deserve to die though?
Listen, you never deserve to die, but you understand the game. The game that you're playing. You're not playing a game where, okay, if I screw somebody over, then you know what? They might just kind of bitch slap me. Okay? You know the consequences. There's definite consequences of whatever you're doing.
Yeah, but people are stupid.
So listen, don't get involved. Don't play the game if you don't want to get killed. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how things work in Mexico, but this is how it works over here.
No, in Mexico is worse.
I know it's way worse.
You just get killed for walking. Still go to Mexico. Visit Mexico.
That's gangster.
You're screwing up the Mexican tourism.
No, that's like in the city.
Where? In Mexico City?
Yeah.
I thought this happens in
the hotels.
Well, no, I'm saying it's more dangerous like in the local, in the city, not just in the resorts.
Listen, everybody, you want to do shit during the daytime with daylight and you'll be fine. Go home by before it's dark. That's my suggestion. You don't want to be traveling around in foreign countries at nighttime. That's always my philosophy. And everybody, I just want to make it official. I'm officially changing my rapper name, just so everybody knows.
You have a rapper name?
Of course I have a rapper name.
What's that?
Monster Boy, a.k.a. the Light Skin Sensation.
That's not very black. What is it? What's the new one now?
I'm light skin black. That's why. I'm changing my new name. It's official. I've officially decided to do this.
To what?
Can I have a drum roll, please?
Drum roll.
I'm officially changing my rapper name from Monster Boy, a.k.a. the Light Skin Sensation, to...
Oh, my God.
This is big news. This will be on the front page of the newspaper. Serotonin.
Serotonin?
Serotonin is my new rapper name.
It sounds like a girl's name.
You call it what you want. I call myself Serotonin because I make people happy. All right? How's your serotonin level?
I'm fine.
Yeah, Jordan's all fucked up. He can't get happy. Make people happy. That's my new rapper name. That's it.
All right, that's...
Listen, I wanted to make it official. I wanted to do it here. Everybody else was asking me if I'd go on Much Music, MTV. I said, I'll do it on my own podcast. Made it official.
Did you hear back from that guy from Ghana? Or girl from Ghana?
No.
No?
No. Hmm. But maybe they haven't downloaded. A lot of people wait till Monday because we normally drop the podcast on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will wait. Do it on their normal schedule podcast routine.
Interesting.
I talked to Amanda and she's like, I'm going to listen to your podcast on Monday because that's the day I listen to the podcast.
Like, we should have Amanda on.
From France?
Oh, is that where she's from?
She's not from France. She lives in France, yeah.
Oh. Well, we should have her on anyways.
Well, maybe...
Let's hook up a Skype session.
If you ever get this Skype thing working...
I have Skype.
Maybe we could do it. I know you have it, but do you know how to work it?
Yeah, man. Let's
do it. I don't care. I'm willing to do anything. Right. I'm willing to invite anybody and do anything.
Our next guest is going to be someone that I know and someone that Jay knows very well. His name is Trevor Maynard.
Trevor Maynard is coming on the show.
Yeah, he's the guy that's going to be able to help a lot of people with their taxes for free.
And to help them get their money game right.
That's right.
Everybody always says to me, like, this dude came to me today. He's like, yo, what the fuck, man? Why are you going to Jamaica? And then you're going to Australia? This is bullshit. He's like, where do you get all this money? Would you rob a bank? I said, yo, I got a financial planner, son. Get your money game right. You can fucking go on vacations, too. It's not that hard.
That's right.
Right, Maria? You got your shit together?
I do, actually.
Yeah? Is Trevor your financial planner?
No. I'm my own financial planner.
Yeah? You are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, as long as you're doing okay, then you're doing okay.
But you're paying for half my ticket, right?
Whoa.
Maria, I understand your financial game.
Maria, we're on a podcast here. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
That's why I said it. Make it official.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny.
I told you, I'm going to write out a contract and you can.
And I'm waiting for it. Yeah. All right. My secretary's waiting for it.
Your secretary's a slacker. Do you want to get into anything else or do you just want to shut it down?
I don't know.
I have a whole list of things to talk about, Joe.
We can save it for the next podcast, don't you think?
Shit all
cliffhanger.
Day. Cliffhanger?
No, we should do.
What's that?
Is you should start talking about the next topic and I'll cut it.
Oh.
It would just be funny. If you start talking about something
and then it just ends.
Yeah.
People will start getting mad.
No, but
people
are
already
though.
Angry. Some dude called me an asshole.
Was that a girl who called you an asshole?
Or I don't know. It doesn't say who it was.
That's totally a girl. Why would a guy care?
Says you're an ignorant fuck or something. You don't know anything about commitment.
Why would a guy? Okay, we're talking about what commitment or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would a guy care about what you say about commitment or whatever? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
It's totally a girl.
Anyways, whoever wrote it, obviously, listen. I got hate mail. I don't need hate mail. I don't want to get killed over this friggin' thing. This is ridiculous.
But yeah, you should start talking about something, and then we'll just cut it, and it'll just be funny because we're talking about you actually cutting it. Now people are waiting for me to cut it.
Hold on, but we got to go into Tales from the Trip, dude. It's part of the show. People are expecting to hear Tales from the Trip.
All right, do it.
Tales from the Trip. Oh, shit. I don't have any stories right now. You got any stories? You're from Mexico. You've gone on trips and vacations. You got cool shit to say?
No, I actually don't. That's the sad part.
Really?
Yeah.
Cancun?
Have you been anywhere? Have you gone traveling anywhere?
Yeah, but with my family.
Where did you go besides Mexico?
I went to Europe.
Where did you go
for a month? Italy, Germany, Hungary, Czech Republic, Spain.
Ooh.
England.
I have a story how I woke up in a different country.
Let's hear.
No, I can't tell that story.
I want to hear about Barcelona.
But listen, there's nothing really that cool that happened in Barcelona.
No, but isn't Barcelona like the best city that you've said you've
Barcelona
been to in your life?
Fucking amazing.
Why? Have you been to Barcelona?
Yes.
Why do you think it's...
I was 15.
Did you like
so
it? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
She didn't do shit in Barcelona. No. Why is Barcelona so cool? It's just, I told you, man, they got good food. It's multicultural. It seems like it's safe. It's beautiful. You got great weather, beaches, fucking beautiful women. They got a soccer team. I don't know what more you could ask for in a country or in a city.
Yeah.
It's like, it's perfect location. Like, fuck, it's so good.
Huh.
People are fun. It's like, it seems like it's sort of a younger place to be, but it's, I don't know if it really is. It has cool history and stuff. The city's amazing. If you haven't gone, you should go. Maria, thanks for coming on and providing the comic relief.
Thank you for having me.
And letting out your issues with the black China history. And you know how much you hate black history and
oh man,
going to Mexico and informing people that it's still okay to go to Mexico. Just
be careful.
Don't be a drunken Canadian idiot thinking that you're partying in Montreal, and then they won't cut your head off and burn your body in the street.
There you go. You won't get killed.
What else did we learn about today? We learned about drugs again. And
the Oscars.
The Oscars are terrible. I can't even believe people watch that nonsense. And I think that's it. Everybody at the Oscars, just want to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Guy gets fucking so much praise. No one's ever seen the dude.
It's like he died for us or something.
He died for...
don't start with your religious talk.
I don't want to get into fairy tales.
We'll
I have a question.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What about him?
Jesus.
Jesus? Was he a Mexican?
No, I'm just saying, like, is that, you know, like, in Canada, no one names their kids Jesus because it's whatever.
I'm going to name my kid Black Jesus.
Anyways, but in Spanish countries, they name their children Jesus.
Yes.
Why? Who do you guys believe in down there in Mexico? You guys believe in Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
So yeah. there's no, I don't even know what the right word is, but there's no craziness about naming your kid Jesus.
No, it's very common.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, obviously, it's not crazy.
You name your, but do you, I don't know what I was going to say anymore. I don't know. Okay. Something about Jesus.
That you love Jesus?
I love Jesus. Yes, Jesus loves me, and I love Jesus too.
All right.
But in Mexico, if people name their kids Jesus...
Well, it's Jesus.
Jesus. But when you go to church, do you say Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ?
Jesucristo.
Jesucristo.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like a sandwich.
No, but it's common. You name them after like saints. Like I was named after Mary, Maria.
Wasn't she a whore? I don't know. I'm just asking the questions. Mary Magdalene or whatever her name was?
She was a prostitute. Listen, you need to get your facts first.
Yes.
Before you start talking.
I would rather just like say shit and then work out the facts afterwards.
Well,
okay. It's way better that way.
I guess that's where we get the comments about people freaking out on you.
Well, this is why people get mad at me because I don't know anything that I'm saying. And I say things and then I'll fix it afterwards.
Yeah. We apologize after?
Sometimes. If an apology is necessary, I will apologize. But who cares? Who's even taking what I say seriously anyways?
Nobody.
Exactly. You don't even listen to the podcast, so I don't even know why you're here.
I don't know either.
I don't know how you made it here. And that's the podcast.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
On what?
Twitter.
Oh, I guess we're supposed to. Twitter. Follow. Please follow us on Twitter at I Got Issues with two S's at the end. Or you can leave a comment on
Podomatic.com.
Or you can leave me some feedback on Facebook. Nobody's told me how to get this thing onto a Windows phone yet, but our podcast is officially now on Stitcher Radio.
Which is Android?
Android.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So cool. Android people can find it on Stitcher Radio. BlackBerry, it's inside of your BlackBerry podcast app, inside of your media folder. People with iPhones, the smartest ones of them all. Simple. iTunes. I Got Issues podcast. And when you go to iTunes, just leave a review, you slackers. Jeez. One day I'm going to figure out how to get this thing onto the Windows phone. If you have a Windows phone, bash it against your head and run to the iPhone store. That's what you do because the phone is worthless. You can't get it on. You can't get the podcast on that. There's got to be a way. And did it cover all the bases?
I think so.
Next week we're having Trevor in here.
Yeah.
And that's it.
All right.
Cool.
Peace out.
Everybody, don't get anyone pregnant.